I'm Mitch Wertlieb. This is VPR News. Last October, Governor Peter Shumlin said his administration had finally eliminated the customer service bottleneck that had long plagued the Vermont Health Connect. But the dreaded change of circumstance backlog has returned. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the setback has further eroded confidence in the future of the online insurance exchange.
On October 1st of last year, Governor Peter Shumlin summoned reporters to the Statehouse to celebrate a Vermont Health Connect milestone. Shumlin said his team had finally worked through the backlog of people waiting to have changes made to their policies. Even more importantly, he said no one would have to deal with the long waits again.
If you have a change of circumstance that you report in the first 15 days of the month, it will be reflected in your next bill.
As of Tuesday, however, the backlog is back up to about 3,000 customers. And the state's largest insurance carrier, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Vermont, says technological shortcomings at Vermont Health Connect have made it impossible as of now for them to process changes to their customers' policies. Here's Corey Gustafson, Director of Government Relations at Blue Cross.
We're definitely optimistic that the software upgrades that were put in last year would bring about a fully functioning system, but it doesn't seem like that's the case today.
Lawrence Miller is chief of healthcare reform for the Shumlin administration, and he says he appreciates the frustration.
I think we're very much on the same page in terms of feeling frustrated that the system is not where it should be.
Miller says the state's inability to process changes to customers' policies stems from the postponed delivery of another software upgrade.
The specific issue is that the year-end closing process was built into a release that was supposed to be deployed in December, and frankly, it's not ready yet.
Miller, though, says he anticipates that Vermont Health Connect will have that update in hand within weeks. Once it does, Miller says the state will be able to work through the backlog rapidly, and he says the reemergence of the backlog is a one-time phenomenon that won't resurface in 2016.
It's frustrating. It's the nature of working with limited resources. We are in a much better place than we were a year ago. We're not yet where we want to be.
Miller says other unforeseen events have contributed to the backlog. The state is trying to re-enroll a larger number of Medicaid recipients than it customarily has to deal with. Also, a major contractor on the exchange went out of business last year, and Miller says that has turned a major software component into more of a time suck than officials had anticipated. Gustafson says Blue Cross has grown accustomed to these sorts of setbacks.
Well, I think we're beyond being surprised at the technical difficulties anymore.
And he says the latest round of technological hiccups underscore the need for the type of independent assessment of Vermont Health Connect that Blue Cross has been calling for.
If in the near term it isn't fixable, that may answer the long-term questions.
The state is spending about $45 million a year to operate Vermont Health Connect. The federal government covers about 60% of that cost. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.